Hello again, everyone.
So, yesterday, we were at this beautiful Turkish restaurant.
Yes, and the food was delicious.
Right. So, what kind of delicious food did Joe and Sharon try yesterday?
Well, they had some really great Turkish bread that is made in the restaurant. And they had some yogurt rice soup. Really special and really good.
Right, they tried a very special yogurt yesterday. Now, in Taiwan, yogurt is sweet. But in Turkey, yogurt is sour because they don't add sugar to their yogurt.
Right, so there's all kinds of things about Turkish food that are very special, and we're going to find out more about them in today's lesson.
Let's see what other food Joe and Sharon will try today.
Turkish food, Turkish taste. Conversation A.
Do Turkish people invent kebabs too?
Yeah, they used to move a lot. They found out kebabs were the best way to cook meat when traveling.
But it looks very common.
Just try it.
It has a rich taste.
Of course. They keep the meat in a sauce for days before cooking it.
Uh-huh, I see. So, Clayton, now Sharon and Joe, they're about to try a dish, but Sharon has a question.
Right. The dish they're about to try is kebabs. And now, this is a very famous kind of Turkish food. But she wants to know if it was Turkish people who invented it. Now, when you invent something, that means you create it. You are the first person to make that thing.
所以在这里 ,Sharon 她问了什么问题呢?她问了 ,Did Turkish people invent kebabs too? 这里我们看到这个动词 invent, invent 就是发明的意思。所以她问说,诶?土耳其人也发明了 kebabs 吗? But, Clayton, what are kebabs?
Well, to make kebabs, you need a stick like this. And then you take pieces of meat and put them on the stick. And then you cook it over the fire.
So, let me see the stick right here. Okay, so we have a stick over here. Now, stick 当然就是名词竹签的意思。那什么是 kebabs 呢? Clayton 说 kebabs 就是拿个竹签插一些肉在上面，有时候可能蔬菜也插上去，然后呢就在火上面烤。That's a kebab. But Clayton, why did Turkish people invent kebabs?
Well, here, Joe says they found out kebabs were the best way to cook meat when traveling. That's because a long time ago, Turkish people always traveled around with their animals. So, sometimes they would stop and they would just cook meat over the fire. They didn't need any ovens or stoves. It was a very convenient and delicious way to cook their meat.
所以说呢，很久很久以前哦 ，Turkish people 土耳其人呢，他们是游牧民族，所以他们就带着他们的动物四处游荡。那你知道吗？没有房子就没有厨房啦，煮东西就不方便，所以最好是可以随地生个火，就有东西可以煮。所以他们就发明了 kebabs。那么在这里呢 ，Joe 哦，他的回答里头有 the best way to do something。The best way to do something 就是做什么事的最佳方式。所以 Joe 他说。在旅行的时候呢，肉串哎，就是 kebabs 哦，是烹调肉的最佳方式。Now Clayton, here Sharon doesn't think that kebabs are very special.
No, she just says, but it looks very common. Now if something is common, that means it's very ordinary, it's not special. She's, this is just meat on a stick, what is this?
看起来一点都不特别，所以 Sharon 她说But it looks very common. 那这里我们看到这个形容词 common. Common 呢就是不起眼的、平凡的。所以他觉得这看起来非常的不起眼啊。But I think she should try it first.
Right, and that's why Joe says just try it. He wants her to taste it first before she decides how it is. So when she does taste it, she says, it has a rich taste. Now, rich here doesn't mean it has a lot of money. It just means that it has a lot of flavor. It has a lot of taste. So when something tastes rich, you put it in your mouth and you can really taste a lot.
对，所以哦，很多东西哦，看了不准，做了才知道。结果他吃了以后，哎呀，怎么样呢？他说，it has a rich taste. 这里我们看到 taste 这个名词哦，那 taste 就是味道的意思，而里头也有看到 rich 这个形容词。那 rich Clayton 刚刚提到有两个意思，一个是有钱的，另外一个是浓郁的。所以 Sharon 呢，他吃了以后，他说，哇。它的味道好浓郁哦。It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. So let's give another example for taste. Goat cheese has a strong taste.
Goat cheese has a strong taste. 这个羊的 cheese 呢，有一股非常浓的味道。Mm-hmm. It doesn't smell very good to a lot of people.
No, but I think it tastes really good. And actually, they use a lot of goat cheese in Turkish food.
哦，所以这个土耳其食物里头也有用很多羊的 cheese。不过呢，现在 would be a very good time to take a break.
Good idea.
Turkish food, Turkish taste.Conversation B.
Rice, but we finished our main dish.
For Turkish people, rice isn't just for filling you up.
Is it fried?
No. They cook it slowly with vegetables.
Milk pudding.That's not special.
It's made from milk and rice. It's good for your skin.
Wow, Turkish food is really full of surprises.
Huh. So finally, the rice comes. But Sharon is surprised to see the rice.
Yeah, she says, rice...But we've finished our main dish. Now, main just means most important. So often, the main dish is the meat or fish, often with vegetables, is the biggest part of the meal.
那么在这里呢 ,Sharon 看到白米以后觉得很奇怪。他说 ,rice, but we have finished our main dish. 这里我们看到这个形容词 main. Main 就是主要的。所以 main dish 就是主菜哦，所以他要说的是米饭，可是我们主菜已经吃完啦。So you know, with Chinese people, maybe we order chicken or fish and rice at the same time, so we eat them together.、Mm-hmm. But for Sharon and Joe, it's too late. 主菜都吃完了，现在才来白饭，配什么呢？
Well, here Joe has an explanation. He says.But for Turkish people, rice isn't just for filling you up. Now, filling you up means making you feel full. So what he's saying is the rice isn't just for that.
针对这个 Sharon 很惊讶的表情呢，诶，这里 Joe 他有他的回答方式哦。他说 ,For Turkish people, rice isn't just for filling you up. 这里哦，我们看到 fill somebody up.Fill somebody up, 这个动词片语呢就是让某人吃饱的意思。不过如果是 fill something up 就是把什么东西给装满。
Right, so you could say, I filled the bathtub up with water.
So, I fill the bathtub up with water, 就是我把家里的这个浴缸呢装满了水。
Well, we need to explain a little bit more about this Turkish rice. How is it special? Well, here, Joe says, they cook it slowly with vegetables. So the rice will have the taste of all the vegetables in it. They cook it very slowly. And in the end, it's a dish that you can eat just by itself. You don't need to eat it with the main dish.
所以这个 rice 是炒饭吗？是 fried rice 吗？这里呢，虽然他问说 is it fried? 它是用炒的吗？ No, 其实不是哦。这里哦，Joe的回答是 they cook it slowly with vegetables. 那这里我们看到 cook something slowly. Cook something slowly 就是什么东西哦，慢慢的煮，不要急，用小火慢慢的炖。So the rice is not cooked quickly, but慢慢的。
Mm-hmm. Now, they also have a really delicious dessert. Now, what kind of dessert is this? It's made from milk and rice. Now, if something is made from something else, it means you take that thing to make the other thing.
那终于哦，哎，甜点来咯。什么样的甜点呢？我们这里看到 milk pudding。那么这里 Joe 哦，他说 It's made from milk and rice. 这里我们看到 A is made from B. A is made from B. 就是 A 呢是 B 制造的。那么通常呢，我们都会觉得说，哎，这个布丁哦是牛奶啊和蛋制造的。But 这里是 milk and rice， 牛奶和白饭做的。
Orange juice is made from oranges.
Of course.Orange juice is made from oranges. 柳丁汁是柳丁制造的。当然咯。
You know, there's something else that's interesting about this pudding. It has something in it that's good for your skin. And this thing also makes the pudding very thick and chewy.
而这布丁还有一点很特别哦，里头呢有个神秘的成分哦，它可以让你的皮肤呢很棒哦。这里说 it's good for your skin. Now if something is good for your skin, 它就是对你的皮肤是很好的。而里头这个东西还可以让布丁吃起来很 chewy. Now chewy 这个形容词就是吃起来很有嚼劲的。So it's not soft.
Yeah, Turkish food is really interesting. We hoped you learned a lot about it.But now we've got to go to word power. Word power. Turkish word power, day two.
Right. 土耳其 WP 第二天。
Invent. Invent.
Invent 这个动词哦，发明的意思。
Chinese people invented noodles.
中国人发明了面。Really?
Really. A little while ago, they found some noodles in China that were about 3,000 years old.
哦，所以说是真的哦。科学家呢，在中国大陆找到了大约有3000年历史的面哦。So Chinese people invented noodles.
Exactly. Taste. Taste.
Taste 是个名词，味道的意思。
Peter doesn't like the taste of cheese.
Peter 呢不喜欢 cheese 的味道。
I'm not like Peter. I love the taste of cheese.
I especially like goat cheese.
Me too.
I think they have rabbit cheese too. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think so. Maine. Maine.
Maine 是个形容词，主要的。
The main actress in this movie is beautiful.
这部电影里头的 main actress 女主角、哦、很漂亮。
Fill somebody up. Fill somebody up.
Fill somebody up 是个动词片语、哦、把什么什么喂饱的意思。
This big meal really filled me up.
这大餐呢让我吃得好饱、哦、Can't eat anymore.
Okay everybody, that's it for Word Power. Stay with us.
Keep in mind.
Hello there, I'm Kelly. 欢迎来到 Keep in Mind 文法单元。今天我们要来看两个非常像的动词片语。第一个是 used to do something. Used to do something. 它的意思就是说呢，过去我经常常常做某件事情。那要记得哦，在 to 的后面一定要用原形动词。譬如我可以说 I used to drink coffee every day. I used to drink coffee every day. 意思就是说我过去每天经常常常都在喝咖啡，可是现在已经不喝咖啡咯。那第二个我们要来看到的是 be used to doing something. Be used to doing something.这边有没有发现 to 的后面要加上 V-I-N-G， 它的意思就是表示现在的一种习惯，现在经常做常常做某件事情。譬如我可以说 I'm used to drinking tea now. I'm used to drinking tea now. 意思就是说我现在的习惯啊是变成喝茶了。记住了吗？我们明天同一个时间再见哦，拜拜。
Turkish food, Turkish taste.
Did Turkish people invent kebabs too?
Yeah, they used to move a lot. They found out kebabs were the best way to cook meat when traveling.
But it looks very common.
Just try it.
It has a rich taste.
Of course. They keep the meat in a sauce for days before cooking it.
Rice. But we finished our main dish.
For Turkish people, rice isn't just for filling you up.
Is it fried?
No. They cook it slowly.With vegetables.
Milk pudding. That's not special.
It's made from milk and rice. It's good for your skin.
Wow, Turkish food is really full of surprises.
For today's review time, we just have a little story and we want you to fill in the blanks.
好，翻开你的杂志呢，到 review time 这个单元，你会看到一篇美食报道，请你适当的单字或是片语把它给完成。
Foodie Goody is a good restaurant. The cooks there blank new dishes all the time.
这里有一家餐厅哦，叫做 Foodie Goody， 就是好好吃食物餐厅，是很棒的一家餐厅哦。The cooks there 怎么样呢？ Invent new dishes all the time， 那里的厨师呢都常常在发明新的菜肴。
There are so many blank dishes to choose from.
There are so many main dishes to choose from， 有很多主菜可以选。嗯哼。
The blank of their food is great.
The taste of their food is great. 他们的食物味道，哎呀，非常的棒，没话说。
All right, everybody. I hope you did well. That's it for review time. Stay with us.
Living phrases.
What are you doing?
I'm making juice. Want to try some?
Sure. Oh, it tastes good. What's in it?
It's made from tomatoes. It will make you look young.
Cool. And what's this?
It is chonana juice. It's made from chocolate and bananas.
I don't like bananas. Ooh. Maybe I'll just try this one.
Good, it's even better. It'll make you stronger.
But it has a strange taste. What is it made from?
It's made from chocolate, banana, and tomatoes.
Oh, it's going to make me sick.
For you.
Just for fun.
Okay, our interesting animal today is one that everybody knows about. It's an elephant. Now, in case any of our listeners forget what the word elephant means, maybe you can tell them, Siobhan.
Well, an elephant is that really, really big gray animal with four legs and huge ears. And the most special thing of all, it has a really, really long nose that it can use to pick up food and, I don't know, do lots of stuff with.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes an elephant special, is that really long nose. And it's interesting that you mention picking up food, because our interesting animal fact today is how much elephants eat. So maybe, Siobhan, you can tell our listeners how much elephants eat.
It says elephants eat up to 270 kilograms of food a day.
Yeah, elephants eat 270 kilograms, 270公斤 of food every day. That's a lot. How much food do you think we eat every day?
I don't know how much food that we eat every day, but I'm thinking that this is probably weighs more than me, my sister, my brother, and maybe my mom. So maybe it's like an elephant has to eat the size of my whole family every day.
Wow. But, you know, an elephant doesn't eat people, does it?
No. It's so great. I think elephants just eat grasses and things that are around, you know, depending where they live.
Right. Elephants eat leaves and grass and all that kind of stuff. Maybe once in a while they eat fruit. But I think they need to eat stuff that is around a lot. You know, in the forest where they live, there's lots of trees and leaves and grass. So I think they could probably find enough food.
Hopefully, but it says that, you know, maybe elephants, they can't properly eat everything. Like, a lot of their food that they eat, they don't get their vitamins and all the good, healthy stuff that's in food. It just sort of comes out their body. So they have to eat so much food. And also, elephants are huge. They're enormous. They are so big.
Right. Elephants are really big. You know, the biggest elephant they ever found was 12,000 kg.
Wow, he must have been eating, I don't know, my whole family and my grandparents and my grandparents' friends.
Yeah, you would have to eat a lot of food to be that big. Okay, everybody, just remember our interesting animal fact. Elephants eat up to 270 kilograms of food a day.